The Syrian writer Mohammed Kamil al-Khatib brought out his first novel in Damascus in 1984. The book has only just been published here in an English translation under the title Just Like a River. Alan Chews has a review.
I feel a little bit the way a Syrian reader might, having just stumbled on an Arabic translation of a novel such as, say, On the Road. Difficult to tell if the book is art or not, but certainly it's a sociological revelation. In this case, the revelation for me is about highly secular contemporary Syrian cultural malaise, because all the characters in the book appear to be caught in a pervasive net of quite recognizable Western-style psychological dread. Chief Army Sergeant Yunus, whom as the novel opens we observe drinking tea in the shade of an olive tree, is the head of a somewhat depressed modern family back in Damascus. His oldest boy, Musin, is studying in Russia. His daughter, Dalal, is discovering that life in her native country is too repressive for a young woman to have to endure, while his wife, Musin, is doing what she can to shield their youngest child, third grader Ali, from the pitfalls of a poor education. The story moves along, flows, I suppose the title would tell us, just like a river, from one of those more than half a dozen characters to another, expanding from the family outward into the Damascus streets and cabarets and coffee bars, from the personal to the political. But nothing outwardly dramatic ever happens. Love goes unrequited or finds itself in the wrong place at the wrong time. The threat of war blooms and fades without terrible destruction. Wading in these waters as a Westerner, you get the feeling that life in contemporary Syria under the rule of the Assads is nothing to be celebrated too much, and that the goals of love and fulfillment stay constantly out of reach. Sound familiar?
The book is Just Like a River by Mohammed Kamil al-Khatib. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Virginia.